the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, May 6th. I'm Abby Larico. After winning 200 games with the Cardinals, Adam Wainwright wrote a country music album full of deeply personal songs about the importance of family.
When I was 3 years old, my dad left home, and I could have followed suit and been an absent dad like him, or I could have said, you know what, no, I'm going to be the opposite, and that's what I've tried to do.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin talks with Wainwright about his transition from baseball to the music world. That's coming up on The Gateway. Missourians could raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2026. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on why a proposed ballot initiative may have momentum to pass this year.
A group turned in more than 200,000 signatures to gradually boost the minimum wage from $12.30 an hour to $15 an hour by 2026. It would also establish paid earned sick leave for workers and raise the minimum wage based on inflation after 2027. Richard Von Glahn is leading the effort to pass the statutory change. Other efforts to raise the minimum wage passed easily in 2006 and 2018.
The current minimum wage is just $12.30 an hour. What that means for a full-time worker, you earn just $492 a week.
Missourians will likely know later this summer if the minimum wage and paid sick leave initiative makes the ballot. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
As Farm Bill negotiations ramp back up, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says cutting SNAP benefits is a non-starter. He discussed the issue on a tour of the Metro East and Lincoln County Friday. Congress extended the massive omnibus legislation last year. It's set to expire in September. Last year, during debt ceiling negotiations, Congress made work requirements more stringent for SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Some House Republicans want to further trim SNAP, but the Democratic secretary strongly disagrees.
So it's breaking a deal, and it's really not the right policy.
SNAP accounts for the largest share of Farm Bill costs by far, totaling roughly $600 billion over 5 years. The House Agriculture Committee is set to vote on the Farm Bill at the end of the month. Four public charter schools in St. Louis have been awarded $8 million in federal grants. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley has more.
The U.S. Department of Education awarded Missouri $35 million through its charter school program last fall. And after facing criticism from public school advocates for a lack of detail about how they would spend the money, the Opportunity Trust announced four public charter schools in the city will receive some of the funds this round. Adure Nduka is the principal at Kairos Academy, one of the grant recipients.
And this gives us an additional opportunity to pour more so heavily into like the college pathway, because we have a lot of students who are really, really interested and really excited about going to college.
School officials say the money will also be used to add 11th and 12th grade levels to Kairos High School, which currently only goes to 10th grade. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri Law Enforcement Memorial Wall of Honor in Jefferson City has four new names: James Mulbauer and K-9 Champ with the Kansas City Police Department, Mason Griffith with the Herman Police Department, and Kelly Rolando and Jason Pulliam with the Missouri Department of Corrections, who died in the line of duty. A ceremony Saturday at the Missouri State Capitol honored the fallen officers. Attorney General Andrew Bailey told the crowd the best way to thank those who have died is to carry on their work.
To rededicate ourselves to the rule of law, to public safety, and to finding justice for victims in the state of Missouri.
There are 746 names on the Wall of Honor, located on the north side of the state capitol grounds. Pitcher Adam Wainwright retired last year after an impressive 18-year career with the Cardinals. His final season had multiple milestones. 2 weeks after securing his landmark 200th win, he performed three original songs after a game at Busch Stadium. It was a preview of his new country album, Hey Y'all. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked Wainwright what it was like to perform for Cardinals fans, not with a ball and glove, but a microphone and guitar.
I was nervous all day leading up to that, and I'm not a nervous person. So I didn't really know how to act. I was trying to, hide that from people. I've been telling years, I just don't understand the nerves. And I don't understand why people get so nervous. And then I'm out there shaking like a leaf in the fourth inning, knowing I got to play three songs after the game in front of 40,000 people. But right before I went on, I looked up at the crowd and it just felt natural.
Is there a song on there that maybe you were almost a little nervous about putting out because it's so personal?
There's a song on there called If You Would Have Stayed. When I was 3 years old, my dad left home, and pretty traumatic experience for me as a kid. I still remember the night that he left home. Things that transpired that night were just not good for a kid to see, you know. And, you know, as I was young, I always wanted to be the kid that had a dad that would come and pick him up for field trips or come to the games. I just never had that.
While I waited on that front porch, hoping I'd see you again, maybe driving by to see all that you have missed. You should have seen the first grade. You should have seen the first home run I made. You should have seen the way that my big brother stepped up to take your place.
And now being a dad too, to five kids, I think it helped me to be a better dad because mine wasn't good. You know, that could go two different ways. I could have followed suit and been, you know, an absent dad like him, or I could have said, you know what? No, I'm not going to be like, I'm going to be the opposite. And that's what I've tried to do.
There's another song, A Song Will Bring You Back, which is about just being a music fan. And you sound like a real music fan.
Dixieland tonight and the thunder rolls. Guys like us made them records turn gold. We let them sound. Yes or no.
Are there songs that you associate in your life with particularly important moments that come to mind?
Thunder Rolls was a song that my brother made me a mixtape of country music when I was 9 years old. I was 9 years old, and I still have that tape. And I listened to that cassette tape over and over and over and over again and fell in love with country music.
I imagine there's a lot of emotions that come into play when you're closing out an 18-year career. But you knew you were segueing into something totally new.
Last year was the first year that I played that walking away was like a good thing. You know, it was right time. And my wife said it the other day. She goes, I just don't know if you would have quit if you'd have gone out and pitched great. And I don't know. She's probably right. I mean, it's hard to walk away from the thing that you've always done if you're doing awesome. And I also was coming into broadcasting. I was coming into music. And so I was excited about these new chapters in life and okay with how it ended. And it was time for me to leave. And that's fine. I don't get sad about leaving. I get glad about being able to do it.
Well, I can tell you this. I might be somewhere else, but this is right where my heart is. It's time to fly.
That was Cardinals great Adam Wainwright speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Have a good Monday.